Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. This is the holiday special edition of Rosie on the House, our Christmas, Hanukkah celebratory season. And we are taking calls. If you'd like to talk about a project you are trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you could give us a ring by dialing 1-888-767-4348. I've got a lot I want to talk about this hour. I want to talk about insulation in particular. We want to talk about Christmas shopping, manners, and tactics and strategies. We want to talk about urban heat islands, and we want to talk about windows. That's all to come, but right now, let's go to the phone. Miss Lynn called with a particular question. Let's see if we can help her out. Good morning, Lynn.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation.
Hi,
about
Rosie.
Your
can you hear me?
Home, castle, or cabin, and text can be sent to 411-923. Yes, Lynn.
Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Hi, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Happy Saturday.
Yes.
We are in Tucson, and we have a south-facing backyard with a 74-foot patio and 8 peeled Vega poles that we are wanting to find out the best way to maintain them. We built the patio ourselves and flooded it with the product Flood 15 years ago.
Good.
And now, we're needing to maintain it. And in our research, we were told we cannot put the product Flood on top of Flood. It would be a mess. And only to do the dry areas of the Vega poles. So we're kind of confused on how to maintain these Vega poles and with what product. And I understand Flood is no longer going to be produced. So...
Yeah.
Can you help me?
There are comparable products. Flood products made a particular wood preservative we really liked called Woodlife, CWF Woodlife. And that's what we've used for decades on exposed Vegas. Lynn, how far do these Vega tails extend out past into the exposure?
How far do they extend out
Are they a foot off, sticking off out of the side of the wall? Are they the header that goes the whole length of the patio?
The header goes the whole length of the patio.
So the entire Vega's exposed?
Yes, except, okay, of course, the backside. You know, the backside when we walk out our slider. But yes, the Vega poles are all the way out there.
Okay. There isn't any question in my mind that I would use a penetrating oil sealer and soak it and saturate it as best you can. And then I would cap the tops of all those Vegas with a flashing. We do that very often with copper. And you roll it over the top of the Vega. You put 2 little quarter-inch drip edges, so as the water comes rolling off the top of the Vega, it drips away from the Vega. It protects the top of the Vega from the sun. It's a very handsome, very authentic Southwest touch to finishing off Vegas and making them very near maintenance-free. That would be my one suggestion. And you're in Tucson.
And this would be a much more permanent solution. It's going to cost a little bit more, but you're not going to have to do anything for a long, long time, if ever. There is a process that a gentleman named Steve Williams has developed where he makes a fiberglass mold that looks just like wood, colors it just like wood, puts it over your Vega, and water seals it and attaches it to, you know, the structure. And so it looks like wood, but it's fiberglass, which is a much hardier material against the sun. And you can look at his website, fiberglassvegatails.com. He is in Tucson, but he does service as far north as Phoenix, as far south as Sierra Vista. 248-0662 is his number. So Tucson, you're obviously in the 520 area code. And I would look at that as an option as well before you spend a lot of time.
At least gain Steve's wisdom and experience on what could be done.
And when you look at the examples of what he's done on his website, it sells itself pretty easily.
I think I may have misunderstood. Our vehicle poles are holding up the patio. They're not coming out. They're holding up the patio.
Yeah, okay. he can wrap vertical ones just the same.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, but I don't think we're interested in having anybody wrap them. I just need to know how to maintain these without a wrap.
Okay.
What product?
We did go down the wrong trail. We assumed we were dealing with horizontal vegatails and roof rafter situations. On a vertical situation, Lynn, I would just get to Sherwin-Williams Paint Store, let them know what you have applied to the Vegapole, and they'll be able to get you the right product. It will be a penetrating oil, and you're going to want to probably, I think you mentioned this was a few years old, you're going to want to be in the habit of hitting those regularly, at least for the next couple years, at least two or three times a year. Once you get that little bit of built-up saturation within the depth of the Vegapole, you can stretch that out a little bit farther. But for the next couple years, apply it two or three times. Sherwin-Williams Paint Store.
And I still would just go to fiberglassvegatails.com, look at it. I mean, you're not going to, even that's not what you want, just to be aware that that's out there. He can do a horizontal, vertical headers. I mean, it looks just like wood, and it's a long-term solution.
And Lynn, if you'd like to send us a photograph to rosieonthehouse.com, we could certainly take a look at it and see what level of aging and wear and tear the sun and the water has done to the Vegas. But that's where I would start. Take pictures of it and get into a Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Well, we've got the holiday season here. We have just sent the big shipment of 2022 Rosie on the House homeowner maintenance calendars out.
I checked my PO last night, and it was there. Mom got hers a couple days ago.
We sent out pallets of them.
I got mine 2 days ago.
All right. Very good. That's always our test. When we get our own, then we know they're coming through.
You should have. You should have as well. But 2021 is not over yet if you have your 2021 home maintenance calendar. And in particular, if you still have a wood-burning fireplace. Our friends at Arizona Chimney Sweep have a $25 off cleaning service, but it's not just for chimneys. It could be dryer vent and air duct as well. And then the Rosie eStore, it's interesting. In our calendar, we printed 15% off, but we actually made it 20% off. So everything in the Rosie on the House eStore with the promo code Rosie is, you can check out at 20% off.
Actually, it's Roth.
Roth, R-O-T-H. Yeah. Rosie on the House, R-O-T-H. Thank you, Gary.
So those are all out. If you're shopping for gift ideas for the handy person in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you might be able to find something unique right there at rosieonthehouse.com.
It's practical, usable items.
Yeah. You had some comments about an article the Red Shirt Contractor sent out this week, as well as about what you're finding out about regional, local housing industry, the status of the housing.
A few highlights from the week. This week, the annual Economic Outlook Luncheon by the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU was talking about the positive outlook for 22 for Arizona. Talk about the home prices, and everyone that was here and 08 remembers the crash, and they don't see it being anything like that in the near future. One of the main reasons, the prices in Seattle, Denver, and California are still so much higher, even though the median home price in Arizona is up to $475,000, still cheaper by square foot than any other major market in the, you know, Mountain West Coast region.
I'm walking down the street in a community called Alpine, Arizona, and a man's walking up the sidewalk who I went to high school at Saguaro High School in 1972 with. I haven't seen the man in 30 years. He became an attorney, had a private practice and a home in Carlsbad, California. And I'm bumping into him in Alpine, Arizona. He said, "Rosie, we're all coming here." He says, "For what I sold my house for in Carlsbad, I could have bought the Alpine Country Club." So he's got a beautiful home in Alpine, retired, working from, you know, virtually digitally when he needs to. But a 70-year-old home in Carlsbad that he paid $210 for, he sold in 9 hours for $1.4 million cash. Hello.
That's some equity.
Now, you can go to Alpine and buy yourself a real nice house and have some cash left over.
For pie.
If you're a subscriber to our weekly newsletter, we have a survey in there about the radio program, and we have a couple questions in there. It's our opportunity to hear back from you, our listener, about your favorite content, favorite hour, how long you've listened, how'd you find it. So we would like you to take that. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. And in the quick links, you can find a link for the survey there. And what I bring that up right now is I was looking at one of the survey results, and somebody in the comments said, "Just don't talk about anything political like you did last week about people moving over from California." And I thought, how is a fact about people moving from one state to the other political? So I didn't quite understand that feedback. But we'd love to hear your feedback. You can find the survey link at quicklinks at rosieonthehouse.com.